the Saturday Light Brigade. I am surrounded by some folks that are full of lots of energy. And here they are inside of a radio studio using good indoor energy. And I'd like to meet each of you. Can you tell me your name, please?
My name is Inaya.
How old are you?
11 years old.
Kind of neat to hear your voice coming back. Where do you go to school?
Grandview Elementary.
It's a nice school. Would you like to give any shout outs or say hello to anybody on the radio, Inaya?
No.
Anybody who might be listening at home or?
My mom.
Well, that's nice. What do you like to do for fun?
Go outside.
Well, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. We are going to meet who's sitting next to you. What's your name?
Chase.
Hi, Chase. How old are you?
10.
And where do you go to school?
Grandview.
Is everybody from Grandview Elementary?
Yeah.
That's good to know. Do you want to give any shout-outs or say hello to anybody? Who might be listening? Who brought you here today?
My sister.
What's your sister's name?
Tasha.
Well, it's nice to meet her. And Mr. Thomas, would you like to say hello? Let's pivot that blue microphone over. Can you tell me your name?
Centris.
Hi, how old are you?
12.
What's nice to talk to you. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you grow up at all?
Yeah.
What do you think you'd like to be?
An NFL.
An NFL player? That'd be a good career. Do you have a favorite Steeler?
No.
I don't really either. There's so many of them at this point. Let's meet who's next to you. Hi. What's your name?
Davey.
Oh, hang on. I forgot to turn your microphone on. What is it?
Davey.
It's nice to meet you, Davey. And how old are you?
9.
How about you? Have you thought of what you'd like to be when you get older?
A doctor.
A doctor? How come?
I don't know.
But you think you'd like to help people get better?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a doctor?
Yeah.
You must have a nice doctor. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
No.
Well, thank you. I'm going to circle back and ask Inaya, do you know what you'd like to be when you get older? Any ideas? I won't hold you to it. Any ideas? You can change your mind.
A soccer player.
Soccer player. What about you?
Basketball player.
Basketball player, says Chase. Let's go on now and say hello to, I think it's, is it Jamar?
Jamir.
Oh, Jamir. I was trying to read your name tag. Jamir. And how old are you?
I'm 10.
And any shout outs to anyone?
No.
And any ideas about what to be when you get older?
A football player.
Got a lot of athletes here. And we've got one more person to say hello to. What's your name?
Nigeria.
How old are you?
8.
So everybody's between 8 and 10 here, right? And any shout outs?
Hi, Mommy.
And any idea what you'd like to be when you get older?
I want to be an artist.
What kind of artist?
An artist that makes people stuff, like for kids.
And can you give me an example?
Like if somebody wants a bunny rabbit.
Like a picture of a bunny?
Yeah.
Well, that's a very nice. That's really neat to think about that. What kind of materials would you use?
I'll use paint.
Paint, and what would you paint on, do you think?
Like one of those things that people paint for, like on me.
Like on canvas or paper?
On paper.
Well, that sounds very, very nice. Well, it's nice to meet you. And we're going to turn that microphone over to Lo for a minute. And Lo Huddlemeyer is with Venture Outdoors. Ms. Lo, tell us about what's going on here.
Sure. Good morning. My name is Laura, but the kids call me Ms. Lo. This group we have right here is our 3rd through 5th grade group at A Giving Heart after school center in Allentown. And they are part of what we call the Youth Outdoor Recreation Program, also known as YORP. Thanks in part to the Grable Foundation and membership and individual giving, we're able to have a youth outdoor recreation program all throughout the school year with six different after-school care centers and schools. And a Giving Heart is one of them, and these are a wonderful group of kids, and they've been hanging out with us outdoors all school year.
Well, who can tell me why it's important to play outside? Anybody? Go ahead.
Jamir.
And why is it important to play outside?
It can give you energy and can help your body.
Anybody else? Just jump in.
It could give you exercise.
And why is exercise important?
Because you can lose weight and it makes you run faster.
Any other ideas about why it's good to play outside?
It helps you.
How does it help you?
It makes you get stronger.
That's a good idea. How about, is it fun?
Yes.
Yes. And let's talk about what you've done for fun outside. Yes. Can anybody tell me some of the things you've done with Ms. Lowe? How about, I'm going to start with Chase.
She teaches us how to skip and go hiking.
And Anaya?
Geocaching.
What's geocaching? Can you explain how that works? Do you want to explain it, Jamir?
It's when you look for a treasure.
And how do you look for it exactly?
You use a map.
A map. And did you have some ideas about that too?
We go hiking.
Oh, where have you gone hiking?
We went up the street from a Giving Heart.
Did you go to the park up on Mount Washington? Maybe the nice park that's there. It's called Grandview Park, I think. It's very pretty. I've been up there, too.
We went to the treasures. We found these yellow boxes. We was on teams, and United's team won.
This was part of the geocaching? And what was inside of the boxes you found?
Notes.
And a prize. The last one was a prize.
What did the notes say? Did they tell you different places to go after you found it?
Or? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's kind of like a story. You look for the first box, and it tells you what to do next.
Yes.
Very cool. Mr. Thomas over there, did you get a chance to go outside and do stuff?
No.
No? You must have got out a little bit. Who else can tell me about some things that you did outside? Jamir, you can all do. Ooh.
Nature art. We did nature art when we built different stuff outside and make it into an animal.
Nature art. That sounds good. You don't have to wear the headphones if they're hurting your earring. That's okay. Nature art. How can you tell me what you used to make art?
Sticks, leaves, and rocks.
Very cool. What were you going to add, Anaya?
I was going to say that we did
snowshoeing.
You went out in the snow?
No, we walked on foam.
Oh, okay, so like simulated snowshoeing. Is it hard to walk in snowshoes? I've never done that.
Not really.
No?
Not really, kind of.
It's not too bad.
And we did this dress-up game.
What was the dress-up game? Can you tell? Go ahead, Jamir.
It's when one of the Adventure Outdoors people tell us one of the weather's them. We put on clothes on one of our peers. Then that's when we just look at each other and see who got the best clothing from the weather.
So it's a way to figure out what kind of clothes you should wear when you're outside. That sounds like a fun thing to do. If you had to describe, pick one word to talk about what you've done with Venture Outdoors. I'll give you all a minute to think. What would that one single word, take a moment and think, one word to describe Venture Outdoors. Now come up with your own word. Don't copy anybody else's once you hear them. Okay. Anaya, you got a word?
Skip.
Skip? Skip you or skip is the word?
Skip me.
Skip you, okay. Because I know you learned how to skip. Any, do you have a word?
Hiking.
Hiking. Good.
A skit.
A skit? Did you do a skit?
Yep.
What was your skit about?
I had a partner. Her name was Navier. We did choose the right path.
Excellent. Did anybody else think of a word, Jameer?
Exciting.
Exciting. So we have exciting, skit, hiking.
Fun.
Fun. Any other single words?
Surprise.
Surprising. Jameer.
Extraordinary.
And ooh, we haven't heard too much from, Davia?
Davia.
Do you have a word to describe what Venture Outdoors has been like?
No.
Well, what did you like doing there?
Did
you like doing something like hiking, or did you make art?
Making art.
Can you tell me about something you made?
We made a person, and we made, like, me and Juju, well, me and Jameer, we made a person, and we made it out of rocks and leaves and sticks.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And did you want to tell me about something you did, too? Oh, what's his first name? Tell me his first name again.
Centreus.
I'm just glad you're here, Centreus. Do you like being outside? Do you like playing outside?
Mm-hmm.
I hope are you going to get a chance? You're continuing, right? So you'll be part of the group. Have you done any of these things yet, or are you new to the group?
No.
Well, I hope you're going to get involved, and it'll be fun.
He doesn't go there.
So, yes?
We did a shelter building, too.
Oh, what's that?
It's when we go outdoors and we like get sticks and bags and we make our shelter for like if we're like going out to camp.
Like, see, can it hold the sticks in the water on top if it was raining and there was holes and. And then if it was holes in it, there was rain on it, and we got wet and keep us dry. We wanted to keep us dry.
Well, it sounds like you all learned to have fun outdoors, how to be safe, how to dress for the outdoors, and how to play outside. Would you recommend this to other kids your age, hanging out with Ms. Lowe and doing things with Venture Outdoors?
Yeah, yes. I told my friend at school. Her name is Michaela.
Well, I hope she gets a chance to do it. Ms. Lowe, what other schools, you mentioned there's six after-school programs that you're involved with. You guys are all from Pittsburgh Grandview, and what other schools are you with now?
Sure. So A Giving Heart and Brashear Association are our groups in Allentown. We also have Mount Ararat in East Liberty, Manchester Academic Charter School on the north side, Providence Connections in Brighton Heights, and the Center That Cares in the Hill District.
Terrific. We just have a couple minutes. By the way, VentureOutdoors.org is how you can contact Lo. Go to the website and you can learn more about these programs, plus programs for adults, too. Does anybody want to say anything they didn't get a chance to say? And I'll start with you. Go ahead.
Could you turn my mic down real quick?
Okay. Oh, I like your radio technique. Turn the mic down so you can ask me. You can say whatever you'd like, as long as it's in good taste. What would you like to say? Oh, no, it doesn't have to be a taste. You can say whatever you'd like. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, that's what I was
Go ahead. Say. You can say hi to somebody.
Hi, Mommy. I hope you're listening to this because I'm going to be so glad that you're listening to this.
Say it again.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, you did a good job. Juju, what do you want to say?
in Adventure Outdoors, we do leave no trace, and that's when you pick, if you pick up something, you gotta put it back.
Excellent. Anybody else have any closing words to say?
Nope.
No?
Okay.
What's that, Chase?
I'm thinking.
Oh, Chase is thinking. Gigi's got one more to say.
Hi, Uncle. Hi, Family. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy.
You got them all. Well, we have a gift for you. We noticed you all have really nice buttons, so we have some Youth Express buttons to go along with your Venture Outdoor buttons.
Hi, my mom. Hi, Mommy. Hi, everybody that's listening to the radio. This is Najaya Peters continuing live.
Anaya, anything? You are live.
I was going to say, thank you, Miss Christie, for bringing us out here, speaking on air.
Is that Miss Christie over there? Who's that guy with her?
My dad.
Your dad? Well, I'm glad you're all here today. Thank you. Keep enjoying the outdoors. Ms. Lowe, anything else we should mention?
If you're interested in learning more, just visit VentureOutdoors.org or contact me at low@VentureOutdoors.org. And thank you so much for having us on, and hopefully you'll hear from some of our other groups.
Or a giving heart. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.